Welcome, folks, to another episode of the Nintendo Wirecast. I am one of your hosts, Amiibo Jason, and today I am with my hero, the absolutely amazing, the stunning hero TJ. TJ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Jason. Excited to chat with some Animal Crossing with you today.
You know, I'm excited at the same time, I'm also just humbled. If you're new to the podcast, which I hope you're not, I hope you've been a long-time listener.
But if you are new, welcome.
Welcome, either way. I have said, I think on no fewer than four or five of our podcasts, that there is no way, it's an impossibility, for Nintendo to use Animal Crossing Amiibo and Amiibo cards like they did in New Leaf. So using the Amiibo cards to summon villagers to your campsite. I said there's no way Nintendo's not going to lock this amazing feature behind something that you can't buy in a store right now. I mean, Amiibo cards at this point, I haven't seen them in a store for over a year. So again, I said impossibility, it's not going to happen. And lo and behold, that's exactly what's going to happen in Animal Crossing New Horizons. So we have to talk about this tonight. I'm humbled. I'm excited because even though I said this was not going to happen, I said it's an impossibility. Part of me was concerned enough to go on eBay about a week ago and buy every Amiibo card I was missing for about $1 a piece, which was, in my opinion, now that I look at the prices skyrocketing on Animal Crossing Amiibo, the right choice. So I'm excited, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Direct. TJ, what else are we talking about tonight?
There's enough to chat about from Animal Crossing alone, but if we...
So this is an Animal Crossing podcast, strictly.
It very well could be. There were some other interesting things that happened. We got some interesting news with Smash Brothers, and I've been playing some other games, but... Yeah. Let's see how we're doing after we're done talking about Animal Crossing, because that Direct was one of the longest dedicated Directs that we've ever had, not counting the Sakurai presentations.
Which I don't count as a Direct. That's a Let's Play, more or less.
I kind of do, because it served pretty much the same purpose as this Direct.
You're right.
And another thing related to this is people have been so thirsty for Directs on social media. Like, you can't go... I follow mostly video game related Nintendo channels, and all I've been seeing is, I need the Direct, next Direct. Yeah. Good Lord, please provide me the next Direct. It's been so long, X number of days since the last Direct. And I'm like, is it though? Like, we just had the Pokemon one, and then we just had the Smash one, and people are like, no, a general Nintendo Direct.
A general Direct, which but I agree with. We need a general Direct.
But here's why I completely am at a loss.
Sure.
They could have given us a general Direct, and it could have had all that Pokemon information, all that Smash information, and all this Animal Crossing information. But why, when they have significant information drops related to those specific games, I think it makes a lot more sense to break it up. So the way most people are like, we still are still waiting for Nintendo Direct. I'm like, we've had three.
Yeah.
And I would rather do it that way, where something big is about to happen, and Nintendo spotlights that specific thing so that we have more things to... Some people would call that kind of drip feeding, but I would say, No, it's highlighting the most important headline at a relevant time. And that's kind of what Animal Crossing was like. We got the game in a month, and there was a lot of outstanding information that they were able to center in on and allow us to dig in deep to Animal Crossing without being too distracted by, when are they going to announce the next Smash character?
Yeah, you know, and part of my prediction that I had yesterday, I didn't mention it on a live stream I did with my wife, Happily Candied. I thought there was a small possibility that they were going to have some sort of, like, Smash announcement at the end with KK Slider or Tom Nook joining the battle. I think Animal Crossing, as big as like, of a series it is, it's decently represented in Smash. It has two characters, Isabelle and Villager. But I could see there being another one. I mean, Fire Emblem has eight.
Yeah.
So why not?
I went official. In my official predictions video, I think KK is one of the characters that are getting in.
Yeah. He makes sense. But I will say this. For people wanting a... And this is the only thing I'll say in this tonight. Then we're going to go straight into Animal Crossing all night. for people that really want a general direct, I empathize. 2020 is very light on Nintendo stuff. We have Animal Crossing coming out. We have a second remake of Xenoblade Chronicles coming out, because we had the original on the Wii, and then we had a 3DS remake. Now we have a Nintendo Switch remake. Nintendo is literally remaking remakes at this point.
Wow.
We know that Breath of the Wild 2 is coming out. We have no idea.
But we don't know if that. Yeah, we don't know if that's even this year.
Yeah, I'd like to say yes, but now I'm more thinking it's going to be a 2021 release, but I could be wrong. But besides that, we know Metroid Prime 4 and Bayonetta 3 are coming, but we have no information on those games. Not even an ounce of gameplay for each.
Sure, and we can imagine Metroid is probably pretty far off.
So, yeah, so one quick thing about Metroid Prime 4, they just hired a new director. Not director for the entire game, but I think they hired an environment director, and we have an article on this on NintendoWire.com, so I should know this off the top of my head, but all the Nintendo news is just bouncing like one of those screensavers in my head right now. But the fact that they're still hiring art directors doesn't give me a lot of, I don't know, security or happy feelings that Metroid Prime 4 is going to be out anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. If they're still at the art direction stage, then that means all the assets have not even been created. So they've got some work ahead of them, which is fine. I keep referencing back to that Miyamoto quote that I might be misquoting here, but he's like, a bad game is bad forever. A delayed game is eventually good. So, hopefully.
Not necessarily consistently, but
there's been a few delayed
games that have sucked.
A bad game is, it's that still goes back to the first part where a bad game is bad forever, even if it's delayed.
So I do hope that we have something big coming up before E3. Just some sort of general direct. There is still insane amount of rumors out there that another direct is happening this month, but I have now officially lost faith in all online leaks and rumors.
Well, what we had talked about a little bit before was I was always in the camp of we know we're getting a Smash Direct, and we got one because Nintendo put a deadline on it. And then I was like, we know we're going to get an Animal Crossing Direct because Nintendo put a timestamp on it. They had to have it done by a certain day. But now we're entering into a more nebulous state where we don't know anything else about what Nintendo has planned. So is there going to be a Direct between now and E3? I really have no idea. If I had to guess, I'd say maybe not, because we know nothing. So what big reveals are they going to have at E3 if they drop big reveals in another Direct?
So my thought on big reveals at E3, I think E3 this year for Nintendo is going to be very much like it was for Breath of the Wild and Super Mario Odyssey, where they focused, and really Smash Bros., if you think about it too, where they focused a majority of their time on, there was a lot of indie games in all of those directs. There was a lot of mini, like games that I don't think a lot of people, not AAA Nintendo stuff.
Sure.
And then they focused heavily on one game. The first year that I went, it was Super Mario Maker, the original. That was my very first E3, and they were heavily focusing on that game. And then we had Breath of the Wild and Super Mario Odyssey and then Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I guess last year, what was last year's big game?
Luigi's Mansion.
You're right. I think this year, their E3 is going to be dedicated to Breath of the Wild 2.
I think that would make a lot of sense.
I feel like it's far enough in development for that to happen. I know I said that it might not happen this year. Part of me is still holding out hope for a November release to compete against the two other major giants releasing brand new consoles. I also think a Switch Pro will be announced at some point this year, maybe for a spring release, maybe for a winter release. I know Nintendo said they're not releasing any new Switch hardware this year. They've said stuff like that before.
That's true. They have. They have specifically contradicted themselves when it comes to there will be nothing new, and then bam, hey, it's a new 3DS. Oh, okay.
It was specifically a new... Excuse me, will there be a new 3DS? No new 3DS. And then they literally called it on new 3DS.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. On the topic of Breath of the Wild,
yes,
I just have to mention this experience I had this last week with this game. I was poking around in my Switch Master Quest version of the game.
Sure.
Where I haven't completed the last Trial of the Sword yet. I did it on the Wii U, but I've gotten a lot better at it, and I've done it a few times since, but I just wanted to finish off that Master Sword. And I went in there, and I had, I don't know if you've played this, but the enemies get their powers back, and you have a very limited amount of resources to get through this. And you have to fight some serious enemies, like
I've gone through Guardians.
And I did the best that I have ever done. Yeah. I had ancient arrows in abundant supply by the time I walked into the last level. And I don't know how this happened, but if you ever shot a Lynel with an ancient arrow, it just kind of like poofs out of existence. It just turns into, like, sends it to some other dimension. And that's the only way that I've ever defeated him on that last stage. I had four extra ancient arrows.
Yeah. So you were set.
I was set. I just got caught in this bizarre whirlwind of getting juggled by bad guys.
Yeah.
And I got desperate, and I kept firing off all these ancient arrows, and I missed with all four.
Oh my God.
It's an investment to get that late into
these
time trials, because you can't save it all at any point, and you have to start at the beginnings. It takes
If you miss, you can get them back, right? I think if you miss and it hits the ground, you can pick it up, right?
Not ancient arrows. Okay. Ancient arrows are gone once they're gone.
Got it.
So I'm like, I am done now. I'm totally done. And somehow I was able to defeat the Guardian turret while I was getting shot at by the Lynel. It was spending all of my little fairies that I had acquired from the rest areas. And I just see all of my hard work unfolding before me.
Yeah.
And in that stage, there's also goblins running around on horses. So then I
remember this very, very clearly. I've never done this on Master Mode, but I know exactly what you're talking about, because I've made it to that portion three or four times. I made it to the very last room and I've died.
Yeah, it's so brutal.
It sounds like you are just a master at your craft at this point.
I have made it my mission in Breath of the Wild to become a Lynel Hunter. They give you the best weapons in the game, and they also have the potential to drop stars, which you need for a lot of the amiibo upgrades with the fairies. So I get down there, and I manage to kind of lure the Lynel into a corner far enough away from the Bokoblins so that they left me alone. And I fought a lot of them before, but I'm not an expert at gaming. But here was the true test for me of, can I perfect block every single attack he does to me? Because if he hits me one time, it's over. Yep. And I somehow did it. And it was such a fulfilling, gratifying, rewarding victory that Breath of the Wild is still providing for me this far after the game first released. And now if I look back at all of the experience, I played this game for over 1,000 hours. I 100%ed it on Wii U twice on Master Mode and the regular one. I beat it on the regular one, and now working through Master Mode on this one. And that's like my crowning accomplishment that I just had in this game that I've had forever and that I've played to death. And it's just so amazing that this is a gift that keeps on giving.
You know, and I feel the same way, because it's still my second most played game on the Switch, with Ring Fit being first. That being said,
are you still Ring Fitting, by the way?
Yeah, I'm still Ring Fitting. Not as frequently, but yes, I'm still Ring Fitting. But for Breath of the Wild 2, I think the only thing that could make it better would be, I would, especially my daughter's at an age when Breath of the Wild 1 came out, she was far too young. At that point, like, I was her hero. Like, Daddy, I want to see you as Link. I want to see you fight the bosses, and that's it. Now she's like, give me the controller, Dad. I can do this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I want some co-op. I want Link and Zelda working together to solve puzzles, to do things in a totally optional mode. Like, totally optional. But
like,
we've seen, in the one little trailer we got, we saw Link and Zelda exploring, like, underneath Hyrule Castle together.
Good gracious, would that be amazing? Oh, I want it so bad. Please, Nintendo, do that.
I would love... Dude, you and I would find time to, like, do online co-op of that game. It would be such a blast.
For sure. For sure.
But, yeah, that's my hope for it. I guess before we get into Animal Crossing 2, I gotta mention my gaming achievement for the week. Man, we should do this every week. Do, like, our gaming achievement of the week. I beat Dragon Quest XI this week.
Ooh, all right. It's been a long time in coming.
I do want to point something out. So this is going to be not a main story spoiler. It is, you know what? This is a spoiler for Dragon Quest XI. I'm not spoiling anything like absolutely insane. But if you've never played the game and you don't want to hear this, turn away. I made it to the final boss and I defeated it. And the credits started to roll, and I had this amazing sense of achievement. Like, this amazing sense. 50 hours of my life were invested, and I'm watching the credits go up, and at the very end it says, "The End." And the end screen just disappears, and it says, "To be continued." And it immediately goes back to the game. And I found out at that moment that that was the halfway point of the game.
What?
And I am like the bad guy you just beat was a pawn, like a pawn for this even bigger, badder guy. And It was one of the coolest RPG experiences I think I've ever had. Part of me was dreading it because I'm like, okay, is this just some like post game thing? Like there's like mini quests you can do after you beat the boss. But no, this is like everything you've done up to this point is now undone. And this is the real threat. And it was one of these just amazing moments in video games. So another 30 hours later, I rolled the credits on the true ending of the game. I'm not going to spoil what that is. And I will say that Dragon Quest XI has overtaken every one of the modern day Final Fantasies as my favorite modern RPG.
Wow.
It was just better than Final Fantasy VII, better than VIII, better than IX. And it's very difficult for me to even say that because I'm a Final Fantasy fanatic. And Dragon Quest XI ticks every box. And everything about it was so expertly crafted. The voice acting was the best voice acting in any video game I've played, period. Silvando is the best, by the way, the best character of all time. So if you are on the fence about Dragon Quest XI S Definitive Edition for Nintendo Switch, don't be. It's amazing. It's fantastic. I might actually go back and replay the entire game in 2D mode, which turns it into 16-bit graphics instead of 3D.
Oh, man.
So I might go and do that because that's how much I love this game. But that is my gaming achievement of the week. Sounds like you had a very good one, too.
Yeah, it was fun. So I guess we dig into some Animal Crossing?
Yeah, we get to finally talk about Animal Crossing. Do you want to go into just the general vibe of the Direct and then go into Amiibo? Because I have a lot to say about Amiibo.
Sure, yeah.
I think Amiibo News actually broke some Amiibo news today by revealing the specific functionality of certain things. We even uncovered something that was not mentioned in the Direct about Amiibo. We put an article up about that today. In fact, I think two things specifically we uncovered. So
why don't
we
just get into Amiibo? Because you're chomping at the bit. Let's just do Amiibo and then we'll talk about
it. So in the intro, I mentioned that there was no way that Amiibo cards and figures would be used to summon villagers to your town. And I was wrong. The Amiibo cards are all supported and they do exactly what they did in New Leaf. They will summon a villager or an animal to your camp, and you can then invite that animal to live in your camp.
Which is awesome. That's exactly what you'd hope.
But it's bizarre. Part of me feels that Nintendo has to re-release Amiibo cards. They have to.
Like, I kind of feel the same way.
I know there are a lot out there. If you go on eBay, you can find them. But I will tell you this. I put out a link today on Amiibo News to buy boxes, like entire booster boxes of Amiibo cards. And I can kind of see like if anybody buys them and how many. And the amount of like full size booster boxes of Amiibo cards that were sold today, just through like me telling people like they're available, is insane. Like,
wow.
There is a desire for these things. There's a want for these things. The price of the Amiibo have doubled on Amazon since this morning, which I do want to kind of give you guys a heads up. I did warn you on both Amiibo News Twitter and my Amiibo Jason Twitter account, I let you know a week ago, stock up on Amiibo now because this would happen. And I don't want to toot my own horn, but it happened.
See, what's interesting about that is you were as – you had the utmost – what's the right word for it? You were not confident that Nintendo was going to deliver.
I was pessimistic about their support.
Yeah, yeah. But yet you also knew that if the support was anything close to what it was for Animal Crossing New Leaf Welcome Amiibo,
yeah,
that this would happen. So you kind of had one leg in each door, which makes me feel like maybe you were a little bit more optimistic than you let yourself publicly state because you were afraid of disappointment.
So best case scenario, as of yesterday evening, my best case scenario was that every card would unlock an item or something to craft with. Like, oh, you tap in this Amiibo card. It was going to be like Breath of the Wild, where here's two pieces of wood. Congratulations. Funny. That was my best case scenario, and it exceeded that. But the price of admission for the cards that I needed was so small that it didn't make sense for me not to complete my collection in case something did happen.
I'm actually surprised you hadn't already done it.
I was only missing like 7 cards.
Not bad.
Oh, there's
not
like bad. A massive bug in here. What are you? I don't like you. Oh, whatever. I'm going to try to
You're
going
to have to go get your Animal Crossing net, catch it so you can put it in the museum.
I don't like this thing. Ugh, it's creepy. Okay, so that being said, I might run in fear in a few moments if this thing comes at me. But that being said, we found out that the Amiibo will summon characters to your camp. All the cards are supported, with the exception of the Sanrio cards. The Sanrio cards do work, but not for that, and I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But Series 1 through 4... and all of the Welcome Amiibo cards, all will summon a villager to your town. The special cards, the ones that have an NPC, some of them work, some of them do not. And that was something that we saw in the Direct. So DJ KK, for instance, doesn't work yet. But Nintendo was adamant that we're going to add this support into the game eventually.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
So I'm excited about that. But there's also a photo mode, and that's something that we also saw in the Direct, where if you tap an Amiibo, you can go into like this like theater. It looks like the same kind of theater that we saw in the first trailer of the year, where Tom Nook was telling everybody about the island getaway. And you can do like photos and dress up your characters. It's kind of
neat.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's pretty interesting.
It's very similar to what we already had in New Leaf. There was a photo mode in there added to in the Welcome Amiibo edition. But what they did not show in the Direct is that every card also supports, and figure, supports giving you a poster of the animal that you can put on your wall.
Oh, very cool.
And that also includes the Sanrio characters that are not supported in the game in any other capacity. So if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, in Europe and in Japan, Sanrio, the people that do Hello Kitty, they had a promotion where they released 6 special edition Amiibo cards, and all of the animals had some sort of Sanrio character cosplay. Like, there was a gorilla that had Hello Kitty, which is kind of funny if you think about it.
That's pretty hilarious.
For some reason, that was never released here. I don't know why. But you can get a poster of those animals, but you can't bring them into the game.
Interesting. That's pretty cool.
But it's also confirmed, based on a chart that was released on the Japanese Amiibo site that we found today, that none of the other Amiibo function at all. And that is Wolf Link, that is Ganon. And if you're not familiar with this, Nintendo, during the Welcome Amiibo kind of kickoff, decided to bring in villagers into Animal Crossing based on famous video game characters. We had a Monster Hunter Stories character. We had multiple Zelda characters. We had Wolf Link, we had Epona, Ganon, Medley. Am I missing anybody?
That's all 4.
Yeah, that's all 4. We had 2 squirrels that were dressed up like Callie and Marie, the Squid Sisters.
Yeah.
There was a squid that if you tapped in the squid amiibo, there was like a new squid villager. And I think that's it.
That was my favorite thing about it. I think you got them all there, if there is something.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of it. But I did do all of that except for the Monster Hunter one, obviously, because of the international situation there.
And that's a $250 amiibo right now, which is nuts.
That's up there for all.
But none of those are supported in New Horizons. At least based on this chart.
I'm not heartbroken because I wasn't expecting it, although I would have been really happy if they did have it. And I haven't really lost hope that they won't reintroduce those characters maybe through another promotion at a later time.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I feel like we're going to get new characters added periodically. And I mentioned this last night during our speculation stream that I think Nintendo is going to be streamlining this game for the next 5 years. And this is going to be something like Pocket Camp. Pocket Camp's on year 3 right now, believe it or not.
That is hard to believe. Wow.
And I think we just started year 3, so technically we've made it through 2 full years. I believe. I might have a year off. It's close. It's been a few years with Pocket Camp. And they are still doing weekly events where they're adding new furniture and characters and villagers. All the Sanrio characters are already in Pocket Camp. So that's saying something. I mean, they're supporting this not like a one-and-done drop. They're supporting it like, here is a game that we are going to heavily invest in for the next few years. And granted, it's a gacha game, so that makes sense. But I feel like Nintendo's going to do the same thing with this. And at some point, we're going to get some sort of DLC, or they're going to invite new characters where you can spend $10 and get like a character pack. And I think that's how the game is going to survive and keep going. And I think Nintendo is going to handle it gracefully. I don't think they're going to add fortune cookies that you have to spend leaf tickets on, that you have to go to the eShop and buy. But I do think we're going to get a pretty steady stream of new characters in this game.
That sounds reasonable. Also, this is the game for Switch. So we're not going to be seeing another Animal Crossing, I don't believe. The conspiratorial side of me actually thinks that this is a game that was originally developed and intended for the Wii U. We all knew that there was something brewing with the Wii U as far as Animal Crossing was concerned, and then nothing materialized. And part of me feels like this game just kept getting pushed off because they didn't want to blow that opportunity, blow that idea that they knew was going to be really big on a console that just never really got its roots into the marketplace.
Which makes sense. I mean, if you look at how poorly the Animal Crossing amiibo sold, I mean, they're still unable to unload all of those.
Realized, either they decided to just only go with the update to Animal Crossing with the Welcome Amiibo update, or they did that in lieu of. But in either event, I think they made the right choice, because the Wii U, I don't really feel like had a place for Animal Crossing New Horizons in the same way that the Switch does. By merging the portable and the home console, it's basically giving people exactly what they've always wanted. We've had 2 Animal Crossings on portable and 2 Animal Crossings on dedicated home consoles, and this fifth iteration is on both. So it really feels like the best of both worlds, in more true of a sense than any other game.
I think the biggest issue I'm going to have with it is if I'm playing on a TV, the lack of touch screen, which is why I think the Wii U is in many ways just more fun to play from a home console perspective.
You know, I never even thought about that, because I have been touch screen on Animal Crossing for what now, 7 years? How old is that game? And now we're gonna have to go back to not having touch screen interface. That might be a little bit obnoxious.
I mean, I'm guessing that they might have something for portable mode. But, I mean, there's no place to, like, comfortably put a stylus. And, you know, I feel like they have things positioned now. They showed the new wheels for, like, item selection. So I think they're trying to make things more button-friendly compared to what we had before. But I'm just so accustomed to playing New Leaf and even Pocket Camp with touchscreen controls. So I think it's just something I'm going to have to get used to.
Yeah, I'm definitely willing to give it a try, but I will say I could not make the conversion from Mario Maker to Mario Maker 2 without the touchscreen. I find it just unbearable to create. The game's still fun to play on the play side, I suppose, but for creating.
It's the same thing even when you I got one of the styluses for the Switch, and it's not the same. It is not as precise as what it had with like the big bulky stylus. So the styluses on the Switch are very special styluses that I don't know if you know how these touch screens work, but your finger is literally completing a circuit on the screen. So it has to take like your natural body's electrical current and put it through the stylus and then put it into the screen, which is why these touch screens don't work if you're wearing gloves. So if you're ever wanted a science lesson on why your gloves don't work with like your phone, unless you have the special gloves, that's why. And it's not as precise with those styluses as what we had with the Wii U. So it's kind of like a step backwards. Even though the technology is technically better, it was more efficient on the Wii U. That older technology was better equipped for Mario Maker, and I had just more fun doing it.
Sure.
I played like a whole 5 to 10 hours of Mario Maker 2 on the Switch before I'm like, I'm done. And
same.
On the Wii U, man, I would spend days making courses on that thing.
Yeah.
So, but I give Nintendo the benefit of the doubt at this point. I'm sure they're going to figure it out. We have dealt with many, many games. Breath of the Wild, I think, is one big one, too. There's a lot of inventory in that game, and it wasn't a major chore to do any of that stuff.
Right. I hope it favors the Breath of the Wild side of things, where I eventually did acclimate to it, and it got pretty second nature.
Yeah.
But Mario Maker drove me a little bit nuts. Although I think it's probably more likely to be fewer options and fewer functions than Mario Maker, which literally has an infinite number of possibilities, which kind of becomes daunting until you are more acclimated to the system. So I think it will be fine. I'm with you on that. When you watched the Direct, was there anything that really surprised you?
No.
Aside from obviously the Amiibo inclusion?
Not really. This is the Animal Crossing. Well, you know what? Yes, one thing. When I saw them digging into a cliff and changing the path of a river and turning it into a waterfall, that was impressive.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, too.
That was really, really neat. I expected paths. I expected slopes. But I did not expect that you could have that level of customization for your town.
It almost seems like an implicit level of customization where you can completely remap the topography of your whole island. You could do whatever you want to do from a landscaping perspective if I'm interpreting what I saw in the Direct correctly, which would be really that next level beyond New Leaf, where each game expanded something. New Leaf's like, hey, now you're in charge, but you're still kind of stuck with things the way that they are. Where in this game, like, you're not stuck with anything. You want to make this island your own island. You want to go make Koholint Island from Link's Awakening? Do it. And that's kind of a pretty awesome update, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think, I mentioned this last night too, New Horizons is Minecraft meets Animal Crossing. And I know it's not on the same level as Minecraft, but they're adding all of these different levels of customization that I think it's getting the closest Animal Crossing can get to that. And I'm pretty happy about that. There was a scene in the Direct where somebody took a massive Brontosaurus fossil, and instead of putting it in the museum, they put it on the outside of the museum. I've always wanted to do that. Like a big billboard for the museum. I thought that was amazing.
Me too. Being able to have items show up outside of your house and outside of the museum is something I've wanted from Animal Crossing forever. I want to be able to see these objects out in the world and not be limited to having to have them in somebody's dedicated space.
Part of me wonders if there's limitations to this, where you can put things on your property and you can put things around public works. But I wonder if you can, like, put things around other people's property. Like if you have somebody you just do not like, could you block them in with like the ugliest stuff?
Because that would be fun. I know you would do that. Yeah, that is absolutely Amiibo Jason's style of play. in this game. I think that would be super cool to be able to do that. Can I tell you a dream I had last night?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
It's related to Animal Crossing.
All right.
I'll preface this by bringing up a past game that I really loved. Have you ever played Fantasy Life?
Yes.
Fantasy Life was kind of pitched as it's a combination of Legend of Zelda, Harvest Moon, and Animal Crossing. And I'm like, wait a second. I love those games.
Yeah.
I'm just going to buy this without even trying it. And I bought it, and I was so in. I played that game for hundreds of hours. I loved it. My kids are playing it now.
Oh, nice.
There was just so much you could do. You could get jobs and have 12 jobs or something. And I loved it way more than Animal Crossing. And the reason was it had combat. And that's the one thing that was really missing from Animal Crossing, which will never be in it. Never, because it's a relaxing game and you do peaceful activities.
I mean, you got a hammer.
You got a hammer. Like, the closest thing I've ever gotten to combat in the game is chasing people with my axe and hitting people with my net.
Yeah.
Which I love doing. So in my dream, I was like watching the direct and they introduced a segment that was not actually in the real segment where you wander off into some corner of the island that was a little Lost Woods type area.
Sure.
And in the woods, there's all these cute bunny creatures that are really big and like leaning slumped against the tree. They look like stuffed animals. And then when you get too close to them, the stuffed animals come alive and they're not as cute, but still sort of cute. So like they're designed to be creepy, but also still kid friendly and cute. So cute, creepy, maybe something you'd find in Luigi's Mansion. And they started chasing me around. And I was like, oh, finally, I can use my slingshot on these guys and knock them over, knock the stuffing out of these guys. They finally incorporated what I wanted to have. And it took me a little while after I woke up to realize that that actually did not happen because it was so integrated into the direct that my mind kind of conflated the memory of the direct and the memory of the dream. So that's a little disappointing. But
maybe at some point there'll be a mini game, like a Hunger Games type thing.
That would be awesome.
Like an Animal Crossing Battle Royale. I could see that.
I'd love it. Even if it's just like net tag, where you got to grab the other guy with your net. It's not.
Do you remember Nintendo Land?
Oh, do I remember it? I still think that's one of the greatest games ever made.
They had this Animal Crossing minigame where I think two people were police.
Yeah.
Two people were stealing candy.
Yeah, sweet day.
That was so fun. I mean, even a game like that would have been an absolute
such
blast.
A blast. Oh, man. I don't know how you would do it without the asymmetrical interface.
Yeah.
But I guess you could do it online because online people are dealing with their own screens. So it's kind of simulating the same thing as one person having a Switch and one not. You couldn't do it with couch co-op unless one person was handheld. But that would be super fun. That game was super awesome.
You know, besides that, the customization of the island, there wasn't anything on this that was major except for Isabelle's role. I expected Isabelle was going to be the one kind of running the show regarding like the announcements. I thought Tom Nook was going to be what Tom Nook typically is, where he sets things up, but then he's generally out of public eye unless he wants to sell you something. And in this one, he's like doing morning announcements, and it looks like he is really the face of this game, how Isabelle was the face of the game in New Leaf. Mm-hmm. And Isabelle looks like he was demoted to a kind of glorified personal assistant to Tom Nook. She's going to help you out to a certain degree, but her role, I feel like, isn't as strong as it was in New Leaf. And the fact that Isabelle is such a beloved character at this point, that she's only been in one game but made it into Super Smash Bros., I expected a bit more, but maybe we're going to see even more. Maybe there's something I'm totally missing. But I think that was the only other thing that might have surprised me.
Yeah, I knew, like you, that she was going to be involved because of her high level of popularity. But also, and this might be because I've been playing Animal Crossing since the first game, I identify and associate way more strongly with Tom Nook. Nook is the first guy who ever gave me my loan, who ever invited me and welcomed me to this new animal village. And I've had him in every game since. So to me, he's kind of more my guy. And Isabelle was more a utility character. She was a function of me being mayor. So I already saw her in a personal assistant type capacity. So for her to move from being my personal assistant to being Tom Nook's personal assistant makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like just a, I wouldn't say an extension of her previous role, but maybe a moving laterally with what her previous role was.
I can see that. One other thing I want to mention. They got rid of all of the old timers. So Tortimer gone. There's a grave that somebody found in one of the screenshots that some people are speculating that that's Tortimer's grave.
Oh, and my goodness.
That's not even me being like, oh, they found something that looks like a grave. There is a legit tombstone in one of the screenshots on a hill, all alone, very somber. So people are wondering what that is. My guess, it's Wisp.
That would be very cool. I would rather it be Wisp than a deceased Tortimer.
Yeah. I mean, turtles live hundreds of years, right?
Sure. Tortimer should outlive everyone there.
But yeah, they got rid of Tortimer. Tortimer's not been in anything. Joan has been replaced by a young boar. We had Chip replaced by, at this point, we don't know if this other beaver is even related to Chip. I'm guessing yes. And then the chameleon, the other old guy that was running the bug off in New Leaf and in Pocket Camp, has been replaced by this edgy new red chameleon. That kind of looks like a punk rocker.
Sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure what that was at first, if it was like a dragon or what, but that's a chameleon? Yeah,
it's definitely a chameleon.
Okay.
My guess is he is somehow related to the other chameleon, too. I had this weird theory last night that all three of those characters were, in fact, the same characters, just their younger selves. On the way to the island, they got sucked into, like, this time warp or Bermuda Triangle, and they just got younger. And part of me still wants to believe that. It's so crazy that maybe it could happen.
So not only was the players manipulating time with this time traveling, but even some of the in-game NPCs are heinous. Yes. I don't think that there's any real danger of that being the case. Although, yeah. Good on you if you managed to guess something so out there.
Oh, would have been great.
I do think it's really them just trying to breathe more variety into the demographics of the game so that you can have some young characters and some characters that are of a nebulous middle-aged.
But they got rid of all of the old ones.
That is a little odd. And I don't know that they completely, I'm not ready to believe that they completely got rid of them. Yeah. I think maybe they might have altered their purpose, altered their functionality, or at least put them somewhere else. Maybe they did deliberately try to get rid of them. Yeah. But I think that they're well-known and well-established enough for them to at least have some sort of presence, even if it's in a diminished capacity.
So, I mean, Joan was creepy to a certain degree with her ex-eyes.
Yes.
So this new Joan replacement, this younger Joan, is very cute with something that I just don't understand. I don't know if it's a Japanese culture thing, but that big, what appears to be like a snot bubble.
Yeah.
Sticking out of their nose. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's a Wind Waker character that has that. There's a Pokemon that has that.
Yeah, it's a super common anime trope, and it has a specific designation. Like, it means a particular, it's conveying a particular emotion or particular disposition.
I feel like it's lazy.
Remember.
I always assumed like it was like a lazy type thing.
It might be.
But, I mean, if you're carrying turnips on your head, I feel like you're not lazy. But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for just what kind of role that we're going to see with them. Are they going to be related to the other ones? Are we going to see the other older characters come back? I am happy to see that the stock market is back. I was a big fan of the turnip market in New Leaf, and we've discussed this before. I don't think you liked it all that much. But I'm excited for that because it's just kind of a fun way to earn a bunch of money very quickly. I think it was a positive direct overall. The 27 minutes, I don't think there was anything like mind-blowing, but it's Animal Crossing. I don't know what you expected. I expected, I guess, a little too much. I expected some weird like bombshell sci-fi thing that I know was never going to happen. Part of me was hoping for just some weird thing that was going to like turn the community on its head. But it's Animal Crossing. We got what they promised we were going to get.
Yeah, nothing really bowled me over or really surprised me. I think that my most optimistic desire for each aspect of the game is kind of what they delivered on. So I didn't really love the overall presentation, because for me it was a little bit difficult to follow, but that is because Animal Crossing is a difficult game to quantify. It's a difficult game to explain. So I have never really loved the press cycle for any Animal Crossing game. I didn't even know what I was buying when I bought the first one.
And
out it was like pure magic. So
I needed a memory card. No joke.
Yeah.
That's how I bought it. It's like free memory card. Like, all right. But then I found out that the memory card was specifically for that game, and that's it.
And that's it. And you can't put anything else on it. So I really felt like that game earned enough goodwill from me to invest in every subsequent game, and no game has ever disappointed. I've enjoyed my experience with each one, and I found New Leaf to be the most enjoyable and the most rewarding, and I went back to it the most. None of them really captured the magic of the first one because it was a brand new experience, but I could look back at the first one and then what they did with New Leaf and be like, this is the definitive experience. If I had never played the other ones, I think that that one would have been the one. So I was going to buy this game no matter what. As I said last time, I did already pre-order it, and it's just sitting on my Switch waiting for that clock to tick over and say that it's available to play. But nothing about watching the Direct made me any more or less excited, because it's hard for me to really understand the feeling and the experience of playing it, watching that type of Direct. I'm not sure if it actually makes sense what I'm saying, but like for me personally, there's no such thing as Animal Crossing hype. Like, I can't get like rallied up or excited, but they did answer a lot of questions that I had. And my biggest concern going into this was that I could not transfer my island save data to a new Switch in the event that I wanted to be able to just completely migrate my profile onto a new Switch, which I thought was not only super anti-consumer, I thought it was super anti-Nintendo, because it would have prevented me, and I'm sure other people, from wanting to upgrade to a new Switch if it meant that I couldn't bring my island with me.
Yeah.
And it did seem like at a future date, they're going to be creating the ability to do that.
There is something weird about this. There's something I can't put my finger on at the moment, why they're doing this. And Happily Candied and I were chatting about this today. And I think the conclusion we came to was we believe there are going to be paid items in this game, that they're concerned about duplication. It's the only logical thing that I can think of why Nintendo would be doing this. Like, why would they care enough if somebody wanted to take a game that wasn't like going to take money out of their pocket and play it any way they want and transfer it and dupe things and do whatever? Why would that bug them to an extent where they would prevent us from bringing over save game data? I mean, I can't imagine there's anything so mind-blowingly important about this game file where it's not technically possible. It's data. Transfer it over somewhere else. So my only conclusion to this is that at some point, Nintendo is going to announce there's going to be some monetized system. And by transferring things over, they're concerned that people are going to somehow duplicate these items and prevent them from selling as much as they potentially could. But I can't think of any other logical reason why they would stop you.
I've got a slightly different take on it.
Sure.
I think that you're probably right about the duplicating item exploitation. They want to avoid that happening, but I don't think that they're going to try to parse the player base with how much they've encouraged community and interaction by creating items that you cannot share. And if they created items that you have to purchase, then if you were able to have free trade, you could then give those purchased items to other players who did not purchase them, or they make this item not transferable, which would parse the player base in some ways. And I don't know that they really want to do that. You know how in Animal Crossing, Mario Kart for the Wii U, you couldn't play on tracks that you hadn't downloaded with the DLC, and that did put a little bit of a damper in the online experience. And since this game seems to have a very heavy online presence, I don't think that they want to do that. Where maybe you could see the item and it'll appear in your catalog, but you can't buy it, like things have happened in other previous Animal Crossing games. I think the main reason that they don't want you to be messing with your time on the game is because they have special events that they're hosting on Toy Day, on Bunny Day or Egg Day. I don't remember what their Easter equivalent name is.
It sounds like, though, that all of those, it's going to be like Pocket Camp, where all of those events are contingent on you being online. Yes. Where if you, I guess I don't have a clear understanding at this point. If I lived in the hills of some place with no internet connection, but I had a copy of the game, could I still have all of the special characters come to my town? Not necessarily new ones, because obviously they can't push that. But are there events pre-programmed for people that can't get online? Or is that completely behind online?
I think that's completely behind online, because that's how any update works. So any, let's say you buy a new character in Smash Brothers, you cannot go to the store and get that physical character in any way. The only way you can get a new character in Smash Brothers is if you download it.
No, I guess what I'm saying is not like new characters, but like Jingle or the Easter Bunny guy. I can't remember the guy's name. Like, do you think they're programmed like in the game to only come out if they get like a message from Mother Base saying, all right, it is that time of the year, only come out right now?
That's my understanding. I really think that Jingle and the Bunny, there's no way to get them to appear in your game.
Okay.
Until Nintendo says, hey, this, just like Spirit Events.
Yeah.
They've been doing Spirit Events in Smash Brothers since the game first launched, where they'll give you four spirits that will only appear within a limited window of time. They did Labo and Daemon X Machina and Astral Chain, Link's Awakening, and they've been timing these with other big releases. I think they're going to do that exact same thing in Animal Crossing, where you might get a special item that's promoting a certain new release or upcoming
game. Yeah, I agree with that. I do.
And I think that's the same way that they're going to deal with the holidays and the big events, where during this window of time, during this week, it's possible for Jack to appear in your town and ask for candy. I hope that they don't make it quite as restrictive as it is in the previous Animal Crossing games, where it has to be this very finite window of time, like between 8 and midnight is the only time you can see Jack.
I feel like they're stopping that. The fact that Timmy and Tommy's store was confirmed to be... No, not Timmy and Tommy's store. One of the stores where Tom Nook is was confirmed to be open 24 hours a day.
I needed that, because I could never play any previous Animal Crossing game on the game's schedule, because my schedule has never in my life conformed to the schedule of the NPCs. So I had to manipulate the time just to be able to get the most out of the game. And I did
it without...
I was
bringing my 3DS to work.
Oh, yeah. With impunity, I would time travel.
Yeah.
I just did not even care at all, because I wanted to, it was my game and I wanted to enjoy it on my terms. And the only way I was going to get the most out of it was if I manipulated the clock.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like there's going to be any way to do that on this one, but they understand that that's problematic for some people. And so the 24-hour shop, I think, is a good way to start. And I feel like they're going to have to find some way to extend that into other aspects of the gameplay, particularly with special events.
I totally agree. I think they're becoming a little bit more understanding about, number one, the age of the people playing this game. I mean, Animal Crossing on GameCube came out 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Was it 20? Is it 20? Is that too much?
2002 it came out.
18 years ago.
Yeah.
Nearly 20 years ago. Pushing 20. If you were born when Animal Crossing came out, you are an adult now, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, the people playing this game, it's a wide variety. It's kids, it's adults. I'd venture to say that there's more people over the age of 18 excited about this game than under.
Well, that's 100% true, because Animal Crossing is a game that is very text heavy. So let's say the youngest possible players of New Leaf were 7. They're now late teens right now. So, or mid teens, 14 or 15 years old. So most of the people who are playing this game are not children.
Yeah.
If you've ever played a previous version of the game and you're excited about this game, you're probably not a child.
That's true.
If this is, you're only a child if this is your first Animal Crossing game.
Even though my daughter's, she's absolutely excited. My daughter has played New Leaf.
Mine too.
But
and they're the youngest possible age. Like both of our daughters are 7. They're like as young as you could be and still have really gotten any meaningful time out of Animal Crossing.
Yeah. So I'm excited for the game. I thought the direct answered everything we needed answered. We have exactly 1 month from today before the game comes out. Ooh. So I guess at this point, before we move on to any kind of do you have a trivia question for me today, by the way?
I do. There is a challenge for the champion, and appropriately, it is Animal Crossing themed.
Oh, thank God. So yeah, before we move on to that, do you have any other topics regarding Animal Crossing that you want to discuss before we put this one to bed?
I think we touched on everything that was interesting to me about it.
Amiibo ain't dead, folks. That's what they I'm going to leave dead. At. I am surprised, but pleasantly surprised, that we're getting the Amiibo functionality that we're getting in Animal Crossing New Horizons. So for those of you who constantly at me and say Amiibo are dead, they're not dead. Not quite
well,
yet.
Well, what I'm really curious to see about this is if there is going to be any kind of rollout plan for people who were not interested then but are interested now.
I feel like the cards are going to come back.
I hope they do, because that would make too much sense. It's so cheap and easy to do. They could do it for a song and dance, and people would buy them.
I'd buy them again. I have them all. I'd buy more. Just open them up.
You would.
I don't have all of the Welcome Amiibo cards. They're going for like $15 per card. Not pack.
That's a lot per card.
It's insane.
Wow.
So yeah. All right. I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever Amiibo trivia you have for me today.
What happens when you scan the Smash Brothers Villager Amiibo in Animal Crossing New Leaf Welcome Amiibo?
You get a golden statue of the villager that you can put in your town.
Dude, good job.
Oh, come on. That one was way too easy.
All right. Well, then can you come up with any of the other benefits of that particular amiibo? That's like the crown jewel of scanning that amiibo.
I did a video on this.
Oh, you did?
I did. I did an entire video on scanning every amiibo into the Welcome Amiibo. And I did a whole episode dedicated to the Villager Amiibo.
And there's a couple other pretty significant things that you can only get from this amiibo.
For the life of me, I can only remember the gold statue, and I remember it because I put it in the title card.
Ah.
So you got to give me a hint.
Sure. It gives you exclusive access to another game mode.
Was it the Island Adventure mode? Or was it the photo mode? Or neither of those modes?
it might be what you're referring to as the Island Adventure. It's the
Desert Island Escape.
Yeah. But you can only play that from the Wii U console. And the Wii U console is available for purchase with Meow Coins in the RV after you scan the Villager Amiibo.
Ah, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Along with a few other items, I'm taking this directly off of my favorite Nintendo website, NintendoWire.com.
You
get the Lunar Horizon wallpaper, the Galaxy floor carpet, the GameCube drawer, the NDS, the Nintendo DS light bench, the Nintendo bench, the Nintendo DSi bench.
I got that Nintendo DS light bench, by the way. It's in my house right now.
Yes. Of course, the villager statue, which I think is the crown jewel, which I did have to put into my town as well. You get the Wii remote cabinet and then the Wii U console that gives you access to the Desert Island Escape.
You know, for as much garbage that I've given Amiibo Festival, and I've given it a lot of garbage, I think over the past 2 weeks I've tweeted about either getting a free Frisbee or a free coaster if you buy the bundle, and then showing a picture of the game disc. So I've given it a lot of garbage, but Desert Island Escape was legitimately fun.
It's pretty fun.
So I will give it, at least give Nintendo that mini game was fun.
I'll admit that I didn't even know that was a mini game from that, because I've never played, what was it called? Amiibo Festival?
Yes.
I've never played Amiibo Festival, even though I bought it just to have those Amiibo, the Digby and Isabel.
Yeah.
Never once played the game, but I did play the Desert Island Escape on the 3DS, and that was really fun.
I agree.
My kids like it too.
So TJ, tomorrow, or not tomorrow, next week, I'm going to flip the script on you, and I'm going to do a Legend of Zelda trivia question for you.
Oh, yes.
At the end. So we're going to swap things around a bit. I think we got to put you in the hot seat.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Where can we find you, by the way?
Check me out right here on the Nintendo Wire YouTube channel. Well, I say right here as if you're watching us from YouTube, but if you're checking out from... You might be. If you catch this from any other place, then you can find me at Nintendo Wire. I've got an Animal Crossing themed custom conquest episode that I hope to have out real soon. So keep your ear to the ground and make sure you sign up for notifications so you don't miss when that one comes out. You can also follow me on Twitter at Custom Conquest.
Rock and roll. You can find me over at the Nintendo Wire YouTube channel. I'm doing a show right now called the Nintendo Wiretap, which is a usually every other day Nintendo themed news show. So if you're looking for Nintendo news, I'm exploring new formats for that show. So if you are new, or if you're even an existing viewer, let me know what you think about the show and what you would like to see, because I have some ideas about that moving forward. But you can find me there. Over at Twitter, I'm at AmiiboJason, and you can also find me at NinWire and at Amiibo News, and of course, at NintendoWire.com. Anything else, TJ, before we close this one out?
Yeah, if you enjoy the show, we would really appreciate a review on whatever platform you're listening to it on.
Yes,
would go
please.
A long way to really help supporting the show. So thank
you. That would actually be awesome, if you could. So rock and roll. Until next time, TJ, you know what I'm going to say, right?
I do.
I'll let you say it today.
Oh, okay. I feel very special. I'm like, this is what it feels like to wear the Amiibo crown. Everybody, stay wired in.
Thanks for playing.